Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Chris of Good Looking Loser, and I wanted to talk about something that I really want to put out there for you guys. And really, I don't tell you to reflect, certainly not analyze too many things when you go throughout this process, but this is one that definitely deserves some attention. So you guys have heard, of what we do. I guess it's developed into the name Screening Game. We go up to chicks and basically just see if they're sexually available. And then there's some other stuff in there too that we kind of screen for. And that's different than the majority of what the dating fucking material and stuff encourages guys to do, which is largely a technique-based thing to impress girls. And then you take it from there. We call it Safe Game. It's also called Hope She Likes Me Game and Mr. Funny Man Game. It's all one and the same. All the same bullshit. So ours is different than that. And comes from a position of power. You're basically auditioning the girl. She's gonna, get lost if she's not down for it, or if she is, she's gonna hang around. And once you develop some skill, you'll end up getting laid from it. So that's what we do here. And this is not the screening mentality, if you will, pussy inspector, whatever you want to call it. It's not something that's really easy to adapt, and you won't do it overnight. I sure as hell didn't. I didn't have someone that threw out the paradigm for me, like, we're trying to do on a GLL here, but I evolved into it naturally. And you've caught my story for the most part on the website and interviews and stuff like that, so you guess you know where I'm coming from. I repeat it a little bit out here like this, but here's the point. And we tell this to every guy that we're working with privately, like right off the bat. Put them on the spot, talk about this type of stuff, and this is how it goes. There's two types of guys that go out to meet chicks. And the first guy, he's a guy that goes out to get laid because he loves getting laid. He loves the physical aspect of it. Loves banging girls, loves having orgasms, loves satisfying chicks too, but not for their, sake so much. He loves sex. It's a great thing, and it's when you haven't had much of it, it's particularly something that you're maybe curious about or whatever, and if you like masturbating, probably like sex, and that's pretty much 100% of the guys out there. So that's guy number one, wants to get laid to get laid. And then there's guy number two. And like I said, usually people are one or the other, and there's some crossover as well. But guy number two, he says he wants to get laid. Because, it's cool to say you want to get laid. It's a guy thing. It's a masculine thing. Certainly nothing wrong with it. But in actuality, this dude, guy number two, is just looking for validation. He's looking for validations from chicks. He wants girls to be nice to him. He's looking for some cool stories to tell his friends. He might be looking to be seen with a girl. A hot chick. Arm candy, if you will. Or, in a lot of cases, be seen with the chick. Not the chick seen with him, him seen with the chick. Very sensitive to others' opinions. Wants to present high social status. Wants to, be a ladies' man, be regarded as one. Wants to be in the news, all that kind of stuff. And he's seeking validation from chicks. The chicks are, the ones that are going to give him this. And there's so much wrong with this type of thing. There's so much wrong with it. Aside from the obvious that, you know, you're prioritizing women ahead of you, the bad part is, you know, when you're of this mindset, you're not going to develop very fast. There's a very good chance that you're not going to develop at all. And I want to tell you my story, because I definitely was guy number two. You know, I wish I could tell you, you know, I grew up, didn't care what people thought, you know, wasn't good with women, went out there and found out how to do it and banged 100 girls, and I still don't care what people think. That wasn't me. Like, it definitely wasn't me. And, you know, in a way, I'm happy it wasn't me. Certainly not when I wasn't getting pussy, but it took a lot to understand. I've been on both sides of this. You know, I'm obviously guy number one right now, but, you know, I spent the majority of my life, hey, like 95% of it, as guy number two. Not just seeking validation from women, but across the board. You know, from guys, from my parents, from my teachers, from my coaches. I played hockey, like, pretty much my whole life. From fans, we had a national championship hockey team, and, you know, I wanted to be the man in that. I wanted to be in the newspaper. I wanted to be on interviews. I wanted to, you know, be on the radio and stuff like that. And I wanted people to know about it. It's almost like, I'm trying to think of an athlete that's really like that. LeBron James. I hate to say it. I like the guy. He's a good guy. That's exactly what he is, actually. He's a good guy. He's more of a nice guy than a good guy, but that type of thing. I was definitely enamored with trying to be famous, because if I thought I'd be famous, then I'd get pussy. To a lesser degree, I wanted to be wealthy, and it wasn't just for the money, though. It was for the pussy. I went to the gym a lot, got a great body. Still have a decent body, you know, but I did that. I was training for sports, and I used that as an excuse I had, you know, sometimes, but it was for women. Like, every action that I took in my life, and maybe I'm being hard on myself, was for women. So there's where I'm starting off, okay? I was the most insecure case of validation-seeking type of stuff. I remember when I was just starting out and playing hockey, I was pretty good early on. My father was the coach of one of my teams, and the teams that he wasn't the coach for, you know, he'd watch the games. And I remember telling him after the games, I'm like, you know, what did people say about me? What did so-and-so's parents say about me? What did the coach say about me? What did, you know, if there was media there, what did they say about me? What was this? What was that? I constantly was, like, looking for good feedback. And obviously, it's because I was very insecure. Now, most of us are, to an extent, at an early age, high school and into college and stuff like that. And at some point, I think all of us, and even still as you get older, you know, you are looking for some validation. Now, the point is, validation is not bad. Looking for it is bad. Validation in itself is not bad. You want good feedback. You want to know that all the thoughts in your head, you know, you're on the right track, you've had success. You know, it's an emotional need that is certainly a valid want and need and desire, but it shouldn't be the source of motivation. I actually expressed that pretty well right there. It should not be the source of motivation. Like I said, I was definitely guy number two. So I'll tell you about my journey real quick. And I know I got it written on the page here, but I go in more in depth about stuff. Maybe you can relate to some of it. Maybe you can just get a clearer picture of it, whatever. It's helpful to know. And as I wrote this up, I really looked at where I was at. It's like the first time I've done this, you know. Once I started getting pussy, a ton of it, I didn't care about this stuff. I didn't even want to think of the fucking creature I used to be that was such a validation-seeking motherfucker. Like, I just wanted to forget that child, you know. But I've looked back on it, you know, in the past little while. Because I was a guy that said he wanted to get laid, but I was actually just seeking validation. In the very early stages, too. Not just... Because the thing about seeking validation is you'll always play it safe. Like, you will always fucking play it safe because your ego is on the line. You're just looking for validation. You're not looking for pussy. You're not going to push things. And you know, I was definitely that type. You know, I would stay in conversations with girls that I knew it wasn't going anywhere, but, you know, hey, people see me talking to these cute girls, you know, and that's what I was looking for. So, needless to say, I didn't get very far. But started back from the beginning that, you know, I almost wish, and this is what this post is about, that somebody, like, told me straight off the bat, like, there's two types of guys. Now, guys don't know this. I mean, I guess this is some high-level shit here, but it comes from a lot of experience. I wish somebody had told me that, you know, hey, Chris, are you sure you want to get laid? And I would say, yeah, sure, I want to get laid. I want to get girls. But explain to me, you know, are you really sure you want to get laid? Are you just trying to be cool? Because I would have thought about it, you know, and it wouldn't have taken, like, 2 years of just confusion, really. I seem to know myself pretty well, certainly these days, but I wouldn't have been so confused about like what I wanted and is this worth it and am I doing the right thing and should I say this, should I say that, am I living, is this all it's cracked up to be and stuff like that, because, you know, I just wanted the feedback that, you know, I always thought I could be good with women. For a lot of the way, or really my whole life, people thought I was. It was just complete bullshit. Like, I wasn't. Maybe I was above average, but who wants to be above average, right? So, you know, when I started out, I was running what I call, when I started out, I wasn't talking to anybody. I was just sitting there doing nothing ever, hoping to maybe lock eye contact with a girl and her approach me and tell me that I was hot. So then, you know, then I would be comfortable having a conversation with her. But, you know, if she, you know, seemed to be disinterested, I would reject her first and walk away. You know, play it very safe. Well, it wasn't even planned at all. But when I started out, I did what we call Mr. Funny Man, hope she likes me game, you know, the community game, got into it. D'Angelo, mystery, all that stuff, I guess. Like, I don't even know who does what stuff, but it's all, you know, it's all to impress chicks. A lot of it's very safe to avoid rejection. So it sat good with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a good looking kid, didn't know how to talk, I guess, or frankly be physical. You can watch my episode on the Fifth Wheel. Got all those girls. That's a dating show that I was on in 2002. Got all those girls. Didn't get anywhere with all those girls because I was very, very timid. I don't show that, though, but I know what was going on in my head. I definitely was. So anyway, that kind of stuff sat really good with me because it was safe and this and that. And I frankly believed those guys, the pickup artists and all that kind of stuff, you know, really got a lot of pussy and was getting more than me. And certainly they offered logical explanations of it beyond, hey, you need to go talk to more girls. And I just thought I really needed to impress them a lot. And, you know, that's the reality I would come from. So when I got started, I was running this kind of stuff and the chicks would be few and far between that I would approach. You know, I guess I would have some funny stuff. The girls would laugh. You know, it would go well, and then we keep it real. And probably from this stuff, the girls liked me, you know, because they liked me, because at least showed I had some balls, was talking to them, and looked good, whatever. The girls liked me, but I would, of course, keep it safe. I wouldn't ask for phone numbers. I wouldn't touch a girl. I would maybe keep the conversation going as long as possible. But always remember, you know, the double your dating tip. Always leave the interaction first, you know? And, like, that was new to me because all my life I had just been, like, trying to, like, hang around, keep talking, do that kind of stuff. So, you know, it let me off the hook, gave me a thing to bail. So I bail, and I think, oh, you know, those conversations went great. The girls were laughing. They certainly liked me. Hey, this is working. You know, didn't get numbered, didn't get laid, didn't make out with a girl, none of that. But, you know, I was validated because I was like, oh, I could have gotten a number, or I could have gotten laid. And you know, not to be negative about it, I did believe that, and that was okay for starters, I guess. And when I got into this stuff, it went pretty well, actually. I mean, just with my very low standards of what, like, success was, and I was just trying to get my ego validated and stuff like that. So that kind of stuff, even as I kept approaching a lot of girls and stuff like that, the whole mindset, like, stayed. I was still looking for validation. So after I had the balls to take girls' numbers, you know, that would be my new goal for validation. Get in a conversation, do the same funny shit, same routines, stories, whatever, then some small talk. Never once complimenting the girl, just because, you know, I was too scared not to get one back, too scared to show girls that I liked them, and I would stop at the number and do the number close, okay? So that's like 4 months after I got into this, and I certainly did that for a while. Some of the numbers I would call back, and I would talk to the girl, end up on dates, not be very aggressive because, you know, just validation I'm looking for. Love to think to myself, oh, I, you know, this girl liked me, could have banged her, you know, could have taken her home, girl's into me, cool. Just very insecure. But I don't want to say like I didn't enjoy that at the time, like I did. Like, I really did. But now that kept up for a long, long time. And eventually, I was like, man, I'm doing this pickup stuff. Girls seem to like me sometimes. You know, I'm taking numbers and going on dates. But it's still not happening. And I don't know what I was expecting to have happen, given that this whole thing is you doing everything, nearly. But, you know, I guess I felt a little frustrated with it. I was getting my ego stroked. And then I moved to L.A. And I started doing this on a more regular basis. And I ended up getting laid from it and stuff like that. And right when that started happening, I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know, girls like me, and now I'm having sex, and because they have sex with me means they like me, and I wouldn't enjoy it that much. That's the interesting thing. I tell a story about picking up a girl at this bar, Happy Endings, and her name was Daria, and she was a fashion model, hottest girl in the place, all that kind of stuff. You know, and I ended up with her, and I think it was the second day, went downtown, met her at the Hotel Standard, took her back to her apartment, and she nearly took me back there, and I had sex with her, and it was like, I did not enjoy it. I was just very relieved, that stuck in my head for a while because I was like, man, like, this stuff isn't for me or something. Like, I don't enjoy. It's such a feeling like you're gonna lose, you're gonna win, and then you win, and it's not even great. I don't know. I guess maybe I just had a wrong mentality with it or something. But you know, I didn't enjoy the thing, and I was always very, very nervous about losing girls. And the irony was, it wasn't like I was getting every girl. I would lose girls along the way, and then I get frustrated with it, I suppose, but it didn't bother me as much as, like, I decided to make it bother me, just because, like, I thought this whole thing was, like, every girl, every time, you know, if I can learn this stuff, get every girl every time, I'll be so validated, and, you know, that whole thing. So, just kept doing what I was doing, wasn't approaching as many girls as I should, did pretty well in L.A., because I kept in decent shape, girls seemed to like me, wasn't these high-end girls that I ended up with, you know, after I started, like, really doing well. Cute girls, not, you know, not actresses and models, which, after I dropped this stuff, they became quite available to me. But I got pretty good with this funny man kind of game and stuff like that. Funny stories, routines, all that kind of stuff. People would see me out and, like, watch me do stuff, and it was like, wow, man, center of attention, you're great at this. I remember this one night, I guess, I was at this club doing stuff, and one guy was like, oh my god, we have to show, like, we're having a pickup workshop here, and I'm going to show you our coach, and I'm not going to name who the guy was, and then he saw what I was doing, and he was like, man, you're like the next mystery or something like that, and I was like, wow, I made it, you know, wow, this is great, and, you know, I knew what my, like, dating and sex life were like. It wasn't that good. And it wasn't the nature of this stuff. It was just that I would not take chances. It's not even chances. I just wouldn't even take a leadership role to where, like, I could potentially lose a girl. You know, I'll wait out as many dates as it possibly can in order not to get rejected and that kind of thing. So that went on for a while. About half of 2009, you know, that was the mentality. Got good at the normal type of entertainer game and stuff like that. Got some girls along the way, got laid, inconsistent, still insecure, that whole thing. And then I branched out away from the whole community thing in, I guess it was the start of June 2009, and I met a bunch of guys, and you know, they were guys that would pick up women too, but they weren't these, like, community types. And one, you know him from Good Looking Loser, Scotty. There was some other guys in LA that were very good with women, but were doing very different stuff than I was doing. They weren't all these entertainers and stuff like that. And now these guys are natural, so I wasn't like, well, I'm part of the pickup community and we do this. I guess they assumed what I did worked, because it seemed like, you know, I talked to a lot of girls and a lot of girls were into me, but you know, I just knew these guys were actually, like, getting laid. I guess I can say I knew, because I'd end up at after parties and they'd be in the rooms with girls, and it's not like I was in there with them, but you just know. And as good as people thought I was, I knew that other guys were better and they were doing something, or they had a mindset that was different than mine. It was just different than mine, that allowed them to take fearless chances without fear. And one of those things was, these guys just, they weren't seeking validation from chicks. Like, they really didn't. You know, some of these guys, you know, weren't as good looking, but got way more girls. Simply because their night wouldn't be ruined if, like, 0 out of 2 girls wouldn't talk to them. You know, and at first when I saw this, I was like, oh, rejected. You know, he's not good. And then 30 minutes later, he leaves with a girl. I was like, damn. I couldn't do that. You know, my mind would be elsewhere. So I thought I had to get like a thick skin, and I did in a way, you know, desensitize myself to this or that, but and that was part of it, you know, being tough, not being reactive, the whole thing, confidence, the whole deal. I was building that, and I built that like right along, but I'm still seeking validation out there. I'm still trying to get girls to like me. I'm still being an entertainer. I'm still doing all that shit. And the irony, though, was, and that this was certainly true when, you know, there was two girls, Sharon and Molly. Definitely hotties, too. As good as I did all year in 2009, at least the first half of it. You know, they were regulars with me, and I would go out and approach girls, you know, even when they were in the picture, you know, as fuck buddies and stuff like that. And rejection, like, it wouldn't faze me. Like, for the first time, like, it really wouldn't bother me that much, just because I was getting laid. And I realized, though, hey, this doesn't bother me as much. This is really good. You know, I'm not getting bothered by rejection as much. And the reason was I wasn't searching for validation as much. Now, honestly, 2.5 years later, as I sit here before you, it's 3.5 years later, like, I realized that. Yeah, 3 years later. I realized that, though. At the time, I didn't. I was like, oh, I just don't care and stuff like that. So it's not like I could put the brakes on this, be like, oh, I'm seeking validation. I can't do it. Now I just want to get laid. So the two girls were around. I was hitting on girls. I'd met Scotty. I met these other guys that were good with women that, you know, certainly got rejected a lot more than me, but certainly got a lot more women than me. And it dawned on me. I was like, man, this is not, these guys don't care what people think. They don't care if I'm watching them get rejected. You know what I'm saying? Because chances are tonight or tomorrow they're going to pick up a girl. They didn't care. I didn't have that, though. But it was slowly fading away, too. And I remember one night I got home from the gym. I looked at myself and I was like, I think I was supposed to meet up with Molly, who was very loyal. She lived real close by in Westwood, and you know, I wasn't getting together with that night because I was working on some summer project or something like that. So, but I got like real upset about that. I got down about that. And I was thinking to myself, why? Like, why am I down about this? Like, I see this girl like twice a week, and she likes me more than I like her. It was just that I just I just was still looking for validation. I was still seemed like insecure. I had like 100+ numbers in my phone of chicks that I would do these text threads with and all this kind of stuff. Like, so I like wasn't very pleased that I was still feeling like I couldn't go pick up girls. I was like down about that, even though all the results showed that, you know, I could. So, you know, I thought about this and I reflected on the guys that I met, and you know, I realized, though, that you know, I really had come a long way. You know, I was too scared to even talk to new chicks. And now, at that point, I had gotten pretty good at getting these numbers. I always had the feeling in my head, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, could have brought the girl home, I can get her on a date and bring her home. You know, it didn't happen that much, but I just reflected that I did come pretty far. But I wasn't satisfied with my inconsistent results. But what I had going for me, though, was, you know, I wasn't as scared of rejection. Like, I really wasn't. I did get desensitized to it. Even though that's not what I send you guys out to do, I want you guys screening chicks from the part to where, like, you're rejecting them, not the other way around. And I'm not just saying that. When you get to this level, you are doing that. That's how it goes. At least I believe it. I mean, going up to a girl, saying, "Hey, you're sexy. What's your name?" And you know, they'll say their name, and you put your arm around them, and be like, "Okay, we're gonna have a conversation now." You know, if they walk away, they're rejecting you know your physical advances because they're not available. And if they stay, they're yours. You know, so I gave myself some credit for once. And by all means, I should have done that. And then rather than going out and getting in conversations with girls and looking for the validation, because I had a lot of validation by that point. I was just looking for more that I didn't need. You know, I did this real aggressive stuff that I saw Scotty do and some of these other guys do. And that eventually became what is here, screening game. I really saw it didn't go so great, like, right off the bat, because, you know, I was used to going up to girls with maybe opinion openers or some sort of witty shit. So it didn't go right off the bat, like, well with girls, but it was almost better that it didn't, because I saw that it really didn't matter. And after that, this is all I did, you know, lock eyes with a chick, maybe butt bumper or something like that. Big smile on my face. She smiles back. I grab her by the wrist and say, "Come talk to me," or "You're going to talk to me," or something like that. Very different responses. You know, had chicks pull away, but the ones that stayed, and there was quite a few on every night. You know, I had the chance to where we skipped all the bullshit up front. And, you know, I was working on getting them out of there and stuff like that. And, you know, that was quite something. So, you know, it was for 2 years, I guess I say in here, and I guess it was about that time, really my whole life, but for 2 years from 2005 and then 2006, I did a lot of 2004 maybe to 2006, it was really seeking validation. But the results, they came, they were inconsistent. I gave myself credit for what I did right and didn't emphasize what I was doing wrong. And, you know, after bringing those two girls in that were really hot, you know, I did get some confidence. And I realized, though, that, you know, I wasn't looking for validation anymore. I could honestly say that. I cut off a lot of my friends. And, you know, if they're out there listening, don't take it personally. But, yeah, I wasn't really looking for validation anymore. I had enough. So, at that point, do I get into, like, a relationship? Do I want that? I didn't want that at the time. Or, you know, do I go and really get as much pot pussy as I can? And that is what I wanted, and that is what I got. So it took a long time to like get past this stuff. It took me, like I said, like 26 years, but like 2 years out there doing this other stuff, to where I got validated enough to where I wasn't seeking it anymore. And then it was all about, you know, what I really wanted to do. And at that time, at that point, it was get laid. So that's what I did then. And, you know, that attitude has stuck with me and been reinforced all to this day. You know, that's what this website is all about. You know, it's doing what I want and, you know, feeling good about it, getting validation from it, but that's not the sole purpose. You know, I'm here helping you guys out. I do like talking about my life and reflecting on it, since I used to do a lot of that. And after, you know, I got a lot of chicks, like, I stopped doing that just because I was living more in the moment, you know. And so really proud of the whole thing. Like, I really am looking back at what it was. Now, let's put Scotty in here because he was instrumental in getting me where I got today. And the funny part is, I only hung out with him a handful of times, like, before I got it type thing, and was able to just, like, evolve into the same thing. It's ironic because we talk years later, and it's like we'd been doing a lot of the same stuff, him more aggressively, but... Yeah, it just it, like in how it came to be, you know. And he gets laid more than anyone I know, so it was kind of reassuring that we were doing the same thing, and it really got to a, you know, we kind of do the same thing. But his thing, sorry, off on a tangent there. He, from pretty much day one, wasn't looking for validation. He literally wanted to just fuck as many girls as possible. And, you know, I would have developed very, very fast, probably my first year, probably my first 6 months, if I was coming from that reality too. I think he had two girlfriends and the relationships went bad because he was needy. And, you know, he probably didn't want girlfriends. He probably just, you have to ask him, he probably just wanted to get laid. So when he got into this, that's all he wanted. You know, he wasn't trying to impress anybody. He wasn't trying to tell stories on the internet. He wasn't trying to tell stories to his friends. He wasn't even trying, he wasn't banging girls to, you know, reassure him of himself. It was strictly for the experience. You know, if Scotty, if you're listening, you can comment on that if you want. But that's pretty much how I take it to be. Or at least very early on, he dropped the, you know, I hope you like me, everybody, and really did it for himself. So that's why he developed so fast. So there's the contrast there. Took me long time. Took him shorter time. Simply from this mindset. Now, not everyone can be like, you know, Scotty out there. You know, not everybody in their first month of doing this goes and talks to 50 girls a day, 350 girls a week. Like, that's a lot. You're able to do that, though, when you're not seeking validation. You're able to play this numbers game very productively, very efficiently, if you're not seeking validation. You know, I think in his first year for this, he had a goal to, like, bang 30 chicks, and he, like, got, like, 40 or 50. I'm not sure. But it was made in part by not getting upset when something wouldn't go good. He wasn't looking to be happy, unhappy. He was looking to bang girls. And it's such a difference, too. Funny part is, it's like, I'm telling you this stuff up front. I want you to adapt his starting mentality over mine. I wish I had. You know, I would have gone faster. But that's the point we come to here. It's like, I don't think I can tell you something. I can only just make you aware that you're either out there to get laid or out there for validation. I'm sure it's a cross between the two. You want to be out there being guy number one, simply looking to get laid. Like, that is how you evolve fast. That is how you don't let bullshit in your head. That is how you stay focused on your goal. That is how you learn to screen chicks. That is how you have fun with this stuff too. So, I can't tell you something if, you know, you're looking to get laid, but you also want to tell stories to your friends, validation from women, feel better about yourself. The interesting thing was, when I started this off, I had very, very good self-esteem, and there's a difference between, and I didn't have good confidence though. There's a difference there. I'll real quick. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. You know, overall, confidence is more of a skill-related thing. where, you know, I had good self-esteem, but I wasn't very confident in picking up girls because, you know, I'd never done that. And that's just the difference there. So I actually had good self-esteem. At least I thought I did. Jesus, like now I'm like thinking about it. Why was I searching for validation? So I don't even know. Just be aware of this. Like, be aware of your attention-seeking behaviors out there, of your validation-seeking behaviors. If you have them, okay. Recognize it. You could tell it to us. The last thing you want to do is fucking bury it for 2 fucking years. Seriously. Because you might not come out the other side. I'm serious about that. You might not come out the other side. I came out the other side with some luck, I guess. You know, being desensitized to bad stuff out there. You know, bringing in 2 hot girls too wasn't bad either. But a lot of things came together for me to make it out the other side. I swear, like, I'm not saying I wouldn't have, but I wouldn't be here talking to you today if I didn't come out the other side. Like, seriously. I wouldn't have a perspective on this. I couldn't speak from experience. And I wouldn't know what the fuck I was talking about, too. So, be aware of this validation thing. You know, maybe I'll look at it at a later time and tell you how to handle it or something when I get more familiar with this or that and, you know, baby steps to bring it down and stuff like that. I know the other stuff out there, mainstream, it's like, you know, have a cool life that you're excited about and then you won't be seeking validation from women. And, you know, maybe some of that's true, but at the same time, it's different for every guy. You know, you could have a very high-paying job. I know a lot of guys in New York City, you know, making $200,000 a year, scared to fucking death of women, won't approach them, too classy to get prostitutes, just not getting the life they want just because they're so reliant on the validation. We'll look at stuff on how to break it, but just realize that you might have some. I sure as hell did. I probably had more than the average person. And I was doing a phone consult with one of the guys, Blackjin, you know, who's talks on Good Looking Loser, the forum, and stuff like that. And I explained this to him right off the bat. There's 2 types of guys. One guy wants to get laid, and one guy wants to get laid for validation or talk to girls for validation. And I throw that out there to the guys that I'm working with pretty closely, like right away, because I want to know where he fits in, because things are going to be slow if it's number 2. And it was great talking to this guy. Like, he had absolutely no validation seeking from women, almost like 0. You know, if he does, it's not anything he's going to take a while to get over, and it's like he'll progress very quickly because of that. So, you know, be conscious of it. Like really do it. Write it down. Don't get too introspective so quickly about it. But know that it's okay. You can still make it out the other side. But if you hold on to this and don't, like, throw it out there, don't figure out, like, why you do certain things, you know, wanting validation from people, from women. Like I say on here, you're going to underachieve. You're going to progress slowly. This isn't going to become all that it should. And, you know, at best, you're going to get laid. You might enjoy some of it. You might get the validation you want. You're never going to hit your potential. You're always going to move slowly. And it's just not, it's not going to be much fun. Like, seriously, it really won't, because your ego will be just so fucking fragile. And just be conscious of it. What do you want to do? Why are you here on Good Looking Loser? Like, seriously, why are you here? You just want to taste girl's pussy juice in your mouth. You know, have her put her ass over your face. Get a blowjob. Make her choke on your cock. You like that? Great. If If you're trying to do all that so you can tell stories, if you want to tell stories, that's fine. But if you're trying to do it to impress people, to get them to like you, or so that you can like yourself, you got to work on that. I'm serious, because this is why you will quit. It's too hard. The numbers game, you're not going to get a high enough percentage of girls to be enough for your validation. Every girl you walk up to, it'll be on the line. You'll feel like your life is on the line. You do it a bunch, you won't feel like your life's on the line, but you're still looking for validation. You're still going to play it safe. You might not even know it, but you'll never get to screening game with this validation thing. You have to drop it. Again, I don't know how to tell you to do that. This is a culmination of a lot of life experience. I was always looking for validation because I wasn't growing up, like, I wasn't popular. I had average popularity. You know, I always wanted more. I always wanted to be the man. And, you know, I was constantly, I didn't just say, fuck it. You know, I want to get what I want out of life. You know, I tried to like fit in, work my way up, but, you know, came out the other side. It's cool. If you're seeking validation, you're always going to try to get girls to like you. Maybe not completely. Like, it might not be the only goal, but that will be some of it. You will constantly, to some level, be always scared of rejection. If you're out there for validation, you will constantly be scared of rejection. Maybe not terrified, but enough to slow you down. Enough to where you talk to 3 girls in a night instead of 50. All right? If you're looking for validation, you'll never be really able to just embrace the numbers game. You'll always have inconsistent results. You'll always underachieve. You'll always feel insecure. And you'll never have much fun with this. It will not be what it's supposed to be. So, for you guys starting out, look at this, please. Like really. Don't try to impress me. Just don't. Like seriously, don't do that. If you want to tell me a story about how, you know, you use the bath mate or something and you put your cock in a girl's mouth and she had such a hard time with it, she was like puking. Or you bang some girl and she was screaming in pleasure. Tell me that. Cool. You know. I've been there. Done that. Cool. Don't tell me to impress me. You want to tell me as a thank you? Cool. You're welcome. Don't be looking for validation on the internet. There's nothing cool about that. Seriously. And I'm not pointing to anybody here because, believe it or not, I've talked to a lot of people. I've done this a long time before Good Looking Loser was online in public. It's such an issue. Like, nobody addresses it. They say, oh, don't seek validation from women. Like, and that's, it doesn't do anything. Got to look at yourself inside on this one. So, don't seek validation from women, from me, from your friends, from your parents, from anybody. Seriously, don't do it. You'll always be searching. You will always be searching. I'd rather have you be a complete fucking loser and not care about anything. Like, I'll make you real good with women then. And then you can rebuild the rest of your life. But if you have some ego or something like that, it's going to be a lot harder. It's going to be rough. I know, that was me. Like seriously. But this is all about results. It's not about validation. If you're going out there to start with and looking for validation, okay, you're going to get a little bit of it, okay, but that's not the goal, okay? I'm not going to say that, oh, you shouldn't be, like, you shouldn't rely on what other people say or feedback to feel good about yourself. Like, it's always good to get good feedback. That's not the goal, okay? And I notice this, too, with good-looking guys out there, seriously. If you're looking for chicks to compliment you on your looks, don't. Try not to, at least. Bang them. Then you know you're hot, okay? Get it in hindsight, all right? You know, lose the validation. It's the best thing you can do for your entire life. Everything will open up then. Talk to you later, boys.